Through much of this program, we're hearing news from around the rim of the Indian Ocean, the way that the tsunami has affected people, and also hearing about the way that people are responding to it here. American corporations are donating millions of dollars in cash and supplies to victims of the tsunami. That total eclipses the initial $35 million earmarked by the United States government. Pharmaceutical and healthcare product companies are big donors. One medical relief agency in Santa Barbara, California, is trying to get those donations to the affected region as quickly as possible. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Chris Davis, if you could come to the front desk, please.
This week, the staff at Direct Relief International had planned on painting part of its 36,000-square-foot warehouse and taking some time off. But since the tsunami ripped through Southeast Asia, everyone's been working overtime. CEO Thomas Teig's eyes are red and tired.
It's hard to describe the human tragedy. I mean, I don't have the vocabulary to do it. It's unimaginable, and it's enormously sad. But it's somewhat comforting to be able to do something.
The first thing Teig did when he heard about the devastation was to pull a load of medical supplies headed to India off a slow cargo ship and put them on a plane to Sri Lanka. Direct Relief International has been sending donated pharmaceuticals and surgical equipment to Southeast Asian doctors and hospitals for more than five decades. Teig used to head up the Peace Corps and was a volunteer in Thailand.
Sending stuff is easy. It's sending the right stuff to the right people at the right time that will ultimately serve its intended purpose. That's the important thing.
And getting cash is important, too. That's pretty much what volunteers manning the phones at the Santa Barbara office have been telling donors.
Thank you so much for your generous donation. We really appreciate it. Thank you. I think it definitely will, and 100% of it will go to tsunami relief.
Calls offering clothes and food are redirected. Donations are needed to pay for the cost of transporting the medical supplies. First out of the warehouse this week was suction equipment, chest trauma packs, and respiratory tubes needed to treat those who nearly drowned and have salt water in their lungs. Federal Express donated a 747 cargo plane to send the next shipment, full of antibiotics and other drugs, to head off an anticipated wave of waterborne diseases. Teig says getting the supplies to doctors on the ground is crucial.
Strengthen their hand, because they are the where the rubber hits the road for health services in these coastal regions of these countries.
Filling a 747 and getting it to Southeast Asia will take more than a week. So Teig has been giving volunteer doctors headed to the region as many supplies as they can carry. Two Southern California doctors checked as many supplies as they could as they boarded a flight to Sri Lanka Thursday night. Rushdie Abdul-Kader says he knows that two doctors with two bags isn't a lot.
There's only so much you can do. You can't save everybody. You can't take care of everybody's problem. But you know what? Your success is in your struggle. You do what you can.
Abdul-Kader was just in Galle, Sri Lanka 4 months ago. He volunteers with a group of doctors caring for a refugee camp in an orphanage in the coastal town. He says for the past few days, his mind has been full of images of the children. He's glad to finally be heading there and just hopes some of them survived.
This is the gate number 122. We're boarding at 10:40. You all set and have a good flight and have a happy New Year's.
Thank you. I don't know how to thank you guys so much.
Thank you. No problem.
Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.